StoryCorps Orlando is sponsored by Orlando Health.
And now it's time for StoryCorps Orlando. Siblings Tucker Gibbs, Denny Gibbs, and Emily Gibbs tell stories from what they call their free-range childhood. They reminisce about their family's political involvements, which led a teenage Tucker on an eye-opening 1969 trip to Washington, D.C. to march against the Vietnam War, and how, after their father died, they sneaked into a closed cemetery to bury his ashes.
So you want to talk about, we can talk about our family life being contentious because we were a big family. We can talk about, let's talk about Pansy.
Oh, yeah, Pansy.
That's a pivot point for everybody, because everybody had a stake in Pansy. Everybody thought Pansy was theirs.
That's right.
Oh, not me.
Oh,
never
no.
me. No, I was. She was like the little sister who, I always wanted a little sister, but not necessarily a monkey. And she didn't like me, so that really made life difficult. I have memories of Dad and Mom being around their friends who were all conservatives, and they were the only liberals. And I remember during the hurricane, we went to Cindy and Bud's house, and I must have been scared. And I got up and walked into the kitchen, and Cindy was there, and she sat me up on the stool and started telling me how bad Jack Kennedy was and how wonderful Richard Nixon was. And at that moment, Mom must have come in for something, and she heard Cindy telling her that, and she says, "Oh, for God's sake, stop brainwashing my kid."
You know? That incredible idea that politics is a calling.
And I fought it growing up. I hated it. Mom would sit me down in front of the Watergate hearing saying, "This is going to be historic." And I think about her today and I think, oh, they are rolling in their graves. That was not historic. What we're living in is historic.
Today's a little more historic.
Because I'm thinking about like how free range we really were. I mean, I always say I left home when I was like 6 or 7. I'd walk to town. Come home when I was... when it was dark,
right.
But I think Tucker free range the most. So you should tell the trip to Washington.
Oh yeah.
Oh, the march.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I love politics, and because of that, I became, at least I thought I was an anti-war activist. I certainly wasn't. I had my beliefs, and in 1969 they had the moratorium march in November in Washington. They called it the March Against Death. I wanted to go. I had to miss school.
They're not going to let you, are they?
Yes. I figured, but I worked as a dishwasher in a restaurant. I had my money saved. I went to Mommy and Daddy. I said, "I want to go." And they told me I could go.
How old were you?
I was 15. I said, "Great. I love trains." I got a train ticket, and I went up there. But it was an experience. I mean, I was around people who were like Trotskyites, people who were communists, people who were really, really conservative, who didn't want us involved in a war over there. It was one of the most awakening times of my life.
Well, I think one of the things I most remember that made me realize how close we were is when we decided to bury Daddy.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to be buried. I mean, he was cremated, so we did what he wanted. But we kept some of his ashes, and I was insistent that we have a place that I could go visit.
When we came up for the family reunion a couple of years before Daddy died.
It was St. Augustine,
We all took a pilgrimage, and we paid our respects to the family. We saw where everybody was buried. And so we figured, let's bury some of his ashes there.
But it was a closed cemetery, so
couldn't.
They wouldn't let us do it.
You can't officially bury it.
So they don't tell a Gibbs you can't do that.
That's right.
I mean,
what does it take to bury some ashes in a cemetery?
We snuck in and buried them. And so as we were wild, we were crazy. We fought like cats and dogs. And we grew up to be incredibly close, and our parents would be proud.
Free
and
range
successful.
Didn't hurt us.
Right. And we're all successful. And that's the other thing.
Free range chickens are the best. So why not free range children?
That was Tucker Gibbs, Denny Gibbs, and Emily Gibbs from the StoryCorps mobile booth in Orlando. Produced locally by Juan Gualda at WMFE. Find details and more stories at WMFE.org.
StoryCorps Orlando is sponsored by Orlando Health.